This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
It's a laws to live by training. So I've taken some of the laws to live by, and we're going to teach those for about 30 minutes. And then take some questions, as always, from the amazing community that we've built here and around the globe and other platforms as well. So many different things to look at when we're trying to enjoy the consistent every day, persistent without quit pursuit of our own potentials. Certain laws that come to mind that help to create stability or at least a baseline to plateau and grow, not live in the myth of Sisyphus, pushing a boulder to the top of a hill just to have it roll down to the bottom of the hill each day, feeling as if we have no progress, no potential, or even worse, living our lives like tubes, food in, food out. And I believe the first law to live by in the laws to live by training is just the law of gravity. The law of gravity says you are here. You are here on this earth. If you throw something up or someone drops you, you'll be here on earth. And so we have to reconcile the fact that we are here and we are living in the present. And therefore, we have to understand past and notate that the meaning of the past is all that limits us. And we have to understand that the future, while infinite in its nature, is only limited by ourselves and our self-image. We will never overachieve our own self-image. It's the law of gravity that says we are here, we are present, we are in the right place at the perfect time. We have everything that we need because we are here and we are stuck on this earth in an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, and yet we are here. And in that law of gravity exist man-made constructs of different limitations for the day. And the number one limitation for the day in the law of gravity is 24 hours. You are limited each day by the time it takes a particle of light to leave the sun and hit the earth. And everyone on the earth is living with and beyond and through the law of gravity. And limitations of the law of gravity is time, 24 hours. And so when we look at the law of gravity, we have to be at peace or at ease and be grateful that we are in the right place at the right time. We have to be grateful to find the light, the love, and the lessons of the past, and be grateful that we have unlimited power, unlimited potential, and unlimited self-image. And when we live with the law of gravity and the limitations that it presents to us, we then can pick and choose the limiting actions, words, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that best serve us. If we can, in the majority of the time, in the majority of the 24 hours, live within that infinite, abundant, unified system of thought, we then can reconcile it with the limiting actions, words, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings, and then pick and choose the ones that best serve us, not trying to extend some kind of superhuman power, because the law of gravity states we are here on earth, limited by the time that we're given today to be productive, accessible, gracious, to be active, to understand and utilize our time here today within the context of the law of gravity, to be productive, to provide value to others and to ourselves, to be accessible to others and access for ourselves, and to be gracious of others, find the love and the lessons as well as ourselves. It is the law of gravity that is a law to live by, that we cannot get past or stuck in the past or stuck in the future. We have to live by the law of gravity that we are here at the right place, the perfect time, in order to effectuate the ability to enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of our own potential. It is the law of gravity that keeps us grounded in radical humility. The second law to live by is the law of attraction. The law of attraction for some of us may seem a little bit too woo-woo, but it's not at all. It's a matter of physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics, that likes attract likes, that what we put out there will also create a frequency that resonates with other people who or things or events that have the same frequency. It's the law of attraction that says, I am not, this is what I want people to think I am. It is a law of attraction that says, what am I doing to interfere with attracting what I want? And therefore, and when I look at the lessons within the context of the law of gravity, I look at law of attraction that says, not only am I responsible because I am here and present, but I am attracting to myself. Therefore, under the same context and relative to the law of gravity, I say to myself, what is it that I'm supposed to learn? When things occur that I'm not planning, notating that I cannot understand or know outcomes in an instantaneous manner, that it's always subject to the unraveling or the revelation of time, I cannot understand outcomes, therefore I should not give them judgment or condition in my life, but I have to trust the law of attraction that my thoughts, words, beliefs, and feelings have attracted this into my life. And the purpose is for me to learn what I'm doing to interfere with what I want. And so no matter what judgment or condition, the instantaneous occurrence in the present, in the law of gravity, I am here to learn from it. Not only what am I doing to be responsible within the context of the law of gravity, but what am I doing to attract this to myself? And what am I supposed to learn from it? The law of attraction raises our awareness to what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, raises our awareness to not only what resonates with other people, but raises our awareness to what our essence is, what we can notate with the clues and the patterns and the choices that we make, what we are, our essence of the skills that we have, the knowledge of who we have attracted in our life and what we've attracted in our life, and then adapt and adopt and expand into a better choice, a better position, a better situation. But in order to do so, not only must we know the law of gravity that says we are here and we are in the present, taking the meaning of the path in order to accelerate us into a future that we want or better, but we also are raising our awareness to the law of attraction that everything in our life we've attracted. And once again, not only responsible for, but also to learn from it in its context of attraction. And so as we surround ourselves with the right people and the right ideas, when we become intentional, not just attentional, attentional is just what we focus in onto a vision board or thoughts or meditation, but actually taking action in the context of the law of gravity that we are here. When we take intention of what we do, say, think, feel, and believe, then we can learn at an accelerated manner, find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything that has occurred and everything will occur. Noting the infinite nature of the past, only limited by our meaning, and the infinite nature of the future, only limited by our self-image, which includes our self-actions, words, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. It is the law of attraction that assists us in understanding the physics, metaphysics, and quantum physics in the mathematical equation of attention and intention equals the coincidences, the coinciding of that which we have attracted. Raising our awareness of what resonates with us and others, raising our awareness of who and what we surround ourselves with, notating that we should surround ourselves with the right people and the right ideas, that if you show me your friends, I will show you your future. The third law to live by is the law of appreciation. The law of perception. The law of perception states that within the context of I am here and I've attracted everything to me and I'm supposed to learn from what it is that is present in my life, because I can't understand what is present in my life at the instantaneous moment that it occurs, meaning that we don't have the capability to understand or knowing outcomes in our life. Therefore, it is all perception. And what we want to do beyond the law of gravity and the law of attraction is have the law of perception that says, what am I doing to participate in the perception of this outcome? And so to put it into the context when I lost everything in 2008, over $100 million and went bankrupt, the law of perception was one punishment. And it was not until I realized that I needed to utilize the laws that I live by, the laws of attraction and the law of gravity, to say, what did I do to attract this into my life? And what am I supposed to learn from it? What did I do, say, think, feel, and believe? And what am I supposed to learn from it so that I become protected and promoted by an outcome that I didn't want, from an outcome that wasn't planned, outcome that in the law of perception seemed to be punishing, but yet it was just a matter of time until it revealed itself. I had a revelation that I was being protected and promoted. In the context of the law of gravity, the law of attraction, and the law of perception is faith. It is the gratitude of the future that allows me to take any outcome that I can't understand or that I don't know and believe that I'm protected and promoted by something bigger than me, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that is existing in a system that's abundant and infinite and unified in thought, so that with my gratitude of faith of the future, not just gratitude of the fact, finding the light, love, and lessons of the past in the trajectory or aiming towards what I think I want or better, but a faith, a gratitude of the future to find the light, the love, and the lessons and what's occurring today that I'm incapable of understanding or knowing, and seeing today, although I can't understand it, and have and participated in a perception with the law of perception that I'm being protected and promoted by something bigger than me that is protecting and promoting and loves me more than my mom. It is the combination of the law of gravity, the law of attraction, and the law of perception that allow me to spend just minutes and moments in fear, in punishment, in void shortages, obstacles, mistakes, in defining moments, historical relevances, in the things that most accelerate us in the wrong trajectory, and create even more void shortages than obstacles, attract even more of the wrong things, wrong people, and wrong ideas, and now put us in a position of even further struggle to understand, how is it with these terrible things occurring, or what I perceive to be, or participate in a perception of, that I'm actually protected and promoted and loved at all times. And we need to seek through gratitude of the past to find the light, the love, and the lessons, give meaning to the past that accelerates and aggregates and creates exponential outcomes, a meaning to the present that I don't know or understand the present, but I have faith in the future through finding the light, the love, and the lessons in the future by understanding and knowing one thing, that I don't know what I don't know, but I am protected and promoted by something much bigger than me, does know, and loves me more than my mom. These three laws are all here for us to learn. Life is about lessons. Lessons keep on coming until we learn them. And in the context of our search of enjoying the persistent pursuit of our potential is the pursuit of knowledge, of knowing, of understanding. And when we put these into context, we learn more than we ever imagined. We expand, we grow, we accelerate, and our outcomes become exponential. We get to a future that's bigger, brighter, and better than we even imagined. For this to take place and reducing the limitations that we put on the past, present, and future through the laws of gravity, attraction, and perception, we now have the law of appreciation. The appreciation says that not only are we here to learn lessons, and lessons keep on coming until we learn them. Pain, setbacks, failures, and mistakes are indicators that we're protected and promoted, that we have a lesson to learn, but we are here to provide value. And there's only two ways that we can provide value to create this community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. The only two ways that we can provide value is to give people more of what they like and take away some, if not all, of what they don't like. The law of appreciation says that we add value to everything we do, say, think, believe, and feel, that we're adding value, that we're expanding. And so when your home, your car appreciates, it goes up in value. When we utilize the law of gravity and attraction and perception, we are adding value. We are appreciating we are finding the light, the love, and the lessons in everything that we do through responsibility, attraction, and the participation in the perception of the outcome we don't know or understand. The law of appreciation is the motivator and the catalyst to finding the light, the love, and the lessons, because our intentions are to provide and add value to everything we see, do, think, believe, and feel. Law of appreciation says that everything is expanding and growing and adding value to in a value add world, not a zero sum game. And it is this first law of appreciation that allows us to emphasize that there's more than enough of everything for everyone. We are not living as victims. Everything isn't happening to us. We're not living in a scarce trade or negotiation world, a zero sum game where everything is happening for us. It's actually happening through us to create an influence, not an influence. An influence is spreading dis-ease. An influence is spreading ease. And we spread that ease with the value add perception and the appreciation of everything we do, say, think, feel, and believe. We find the light, the love, and the lessons in it, knowing that life's about lessons and they'll keep coming and learn them. The second law in this triad is the law of acknowledgement. One man appreciation says we live in a value add world, but now not only must we appreciate everything we do, say, think, feel, and believe, but we must acknowledge it. Knowledge. Once again, life being about lessons, lessons keep on coming until we learn them. Pain, setbacks, failures, and mistakes are indicators we have a better place to be, protected and promoted and not punished. The law of acknowledgement says that in order to acquire the knowledge, we must not have what we had before. And in this construct comes the philosophy, which I agree wholeheartedly to, which is the more we give, the more we receive. And most people on earth are taught and live by the law of value add, that the more we give, the more we receive. And the difficulty is this, is that acknowledgement occurs not only by giving, it occurs by losing, being manipulated, stolen, or cheated from. Remember, acknowledgement, the ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons, the ability to know that life is about lessons and learning those lessons, is a mere fact that I don't have what I had before. And when I lose or am cheated or manipulated from what I had, I receive acknowledgement as well. So the law of acknowledgement says I acquired the knowledge of this because I don't have it anymore. And maybe I've even acquired more knowledge when it's stolen, cheated, or manipulated from me, aside when I give it away, knowing that the more that I give, the more I receive. But within the context of zero sum, that means giving a trade or a negotiation. It still works in the realm of scarcity with just enough, the world of just enough for me. But the third law, the law of asking, puts a much needed step precedent to the law of acknowledgement. And the law of asking says that I live in a world of more than enough of everything. We want to have faith of the past. I find meaning or give light, love, and lessons to the past in alignment or synergistic or supplementary to where I want to be or better. I am utilizing my radical humility in the present through gratitude, forgiveness, and the laws of gravity, attraction, and perception in order to facilitate a gratitude of the future, to find the light, the love, and the lessons in what I don't know or understand, the outcomes that exist without judgments and conditions. But unless I ask, unless I add value and acknowledgement to others by giving them the greatest unrecognized or acknowledged appreciation, which is our ability to ask someone for help, ask someone for something, we are confirming the fact that we have faith. There's more than enough of everything for everyone. So when I ask, I'm confirming a value add world, not a zero sum game of trade and negotiation. Because if I ask for more and I receive more, then I can give more and I'll receive even more. And I create the influence, not influence. I'm creating more ease and less dis-ease. And so it's so important for us to get comfortable, not only giving, but comfortable receiving. And the law of asking is the law of receiving. It's the law of confirmation of a world of more than enough of everything. Not just enough, not enough. There's no victimization. There's no trade or negotiation. There's no zero sum that we're winners and losers, that when I give, I lose. When they receive, they gain. But instead, it is a value add world of appreciation, acknowledgement, and asking that says we have more than enough of everything for everyone. Therefore, I am more than comfortable and excited and inspired in spirit to utilize the influence to more ease by asking for more, giving more, having a loss stolen or cheated from me more in order to receive even more. More abundance, more expansion, more aggregation through the laws of gravity, attraction, and perception, and exponentially receiving greater outcomes than I've been even perceived or expected. Which then leads to the how can I get this done through the laws of gravity and attraction and perception, the law of appreciation, acknowledgement, and asking. And it's the laws of behavior that tie this all together, that reconciles the ferocious Buddha, that we are ferocious with our behaviors and we are Buddhas with our outcomes. And the idea of behavior is the reconciliation of these laws to live by. And the law of behavior says that our behaviors, especially if done consistently and persistently in the pursuit of our potential, in a trajectory where we think we want to be or better, utilizing the laws of gravity and attraction and perception, the laws of appreciation and acknowledgement and asking, that good behaviors create an instant result. Once again, knowing and understanding that we don't know or understand results, but good behavior creates an instant result of good progress. And bad behavior, in the context of the law of behavior, creates an instant result called bad progress. But in order for us to utilize the law of behavior, we have to understand fully the law of what? Gravity, attraction and perception, and the law of the law of appreciation, acknowledgement, and asking. And so in the context of the law of behavior, that not only must we know what we want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise within the law of gravity, utilizing the 24 hours of today, but we have to use all the laws in order to incorporate the law of behavior, that this is what I want today from what I've learned from the past to get to a future that I want that's bigger, brighter, and better than I even imagined. And the law of behavior creates fear because we don't know or understand the outcomes of our behavior, especially instantaneously or even over time. So the pressures are inversely related to behavior and outcomes that we want to be in a better place, a better situation, or live a better life. They're inversely related because what happens is, within the context of the law of behavior, is we start doing good behaviors. We don't understand or know outcomes. We don't understand or know the results. And therefore, when we see that things aren't happening the way that we want them to happen, because we have no capability of knowing that they actually are happening and knowing that there's a different way to it happening than what we see. Therefore, the inverse pressure that the law of behavior has is that we utilize good behavior without having faith that good progress is occurring. So the inverse relationship says quit, because you don't see the outcomes or the results that you want within the law of gravity, attraction, and perception. You don't see the outcome that you want soon enough. And so the majority of the people, 99% of the people, quit before they're 25% of the way there, even though it's half as much time to get to 50% of the way there and half as much time to get to 100% of the way there. And so 99% of the people quit, of the 1% of the people continue on, another 99% will quit, and within the 1% of the 1%, another 99% will quit before they get to 100% where they want to be or better. Because of the inverse proportionality of behavior. But what's even worse in the inverse relationship of behavior, that behavior, good behavior creates good progress, bad behavior creates bad progress. In this inverse relationship is that when we have bad behavior, we don't understand or know the results. Therefore, we continue the bad behavior and quit the good behavior. So in the end, we end up at dis-ease at an aggregate exponential outcome and acceleration and wonder why we never get to what we want to be or better. And then we take on a faith of being punished, not protected and promoted. It is the law of behavior that ties together or reconciles the life of the ferocious Buddha. To be ferocious with our behavior, to enjoy the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of our own potential by learning lessons of the past, not limiting ourselves by the meaning of the past, or not limiting ourselves by our own self-expectation image of the future. And in order to do so, we have to use the law of behavior with the same faith of the laws of gravity and attraction and perception, the laws of appreciation, acknowledgement, and asking. And what we want to do is spend minutes and moments interfering with the laws of behavior by identifying fear and then seeing how we react within the context of human nature with our ego, how we react to that fear, either fear of the past or fear of the future, only two types of fear. And then instead of resisting, going over, under, through, or around that fear, lying to it, cheating it, manipulating it, or denying it, we just stop and live by the laws to live by. Breathing through our nose and out through our mouth, remembering and reminding and recollecting the law of gravity, the law of attraction, the law of perception. And then we get into a state of mind of saying, thinking, believing, and appreciating and acknowledging and asking for more. Rolling into the place that we want to be or better with faith, gratitude of the past, the present, and the future. Finding the light, the love, and the lessons in everything. Expanding and growing exponentially, accelerating to a place that we never imagined. Utilize these laws to live by, and I promise you, you will make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. You will live in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone. You will have a community around you of people that feed you and that you feed, that are most relative to you, a community of people that will help each other and know people that help each other, a community of people that will buy from you and sell for you for a lifetime. These are the laws to live by. In the context of being a ferocious Buddha, I promise you abundant. We belong to the infinite unified system of thought that seeks to protect and promote us, to put us into a better place, a better situation for all of us.